This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything as we are launching here into the second hour of the program, welcoming your calls to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll take your phone calls about anything. We'll start things out by going to Kurt in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Kurt.
Ian, Mark, Josh, how are you tonight?
Great. Kurt.
Kurt, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm coming back from Las Vegas. I wasn't actually able to download your show while I was there, so I was listening to last Tuesday night's show, and you had mentioned that you felt that you were moving towards pacifism, and you and Mark started discussing pacifism back and forth between yourself.
Now, yes, sir.
As I understand it, and I may be wrong, but pacifism, a pacifist eschews any violence, even defensive violence. Is that how you're defining pacifism?
That's how I know pacifism.
You know, I understand that that's what the title implies. However, I think I'm kind of looking at it from the standpoint that I don't consider violence to be a solution, as opposed to violence, there's no reason for it. I essentially believe that if violence is going to be used, it should be used to prevent harm.
Okay, well, I can get with that, you know, but I don't think that is pacifism. Libertarianism, the idea that I will not initiate force, but defensive force is okay.
I understand that, Kurt, and I agree with it, obviously. I could consider myself a libertarian in that vein. However, I feel that same philosophy essentially leaves this big open space for violence. Because in our society, governments initiate force on people every single minute of every single day.
Therefore, it's justified to go and kill them.
Which leaves, right, everybody in America, everybody in the world, justified and morally, morally able to go out and shoot as many cops and politicians as they want, right?
Now, I believe that there is justification for that, but I also believe that it is an untenable position.
Agreed, and that's where I come from, Kurt.
We're trying to get to a more peaceful society, and, you know, there are those who, again, think they are doing right by exerting this force on you.
Right.
And they are doing it through ignorance.
But I'm talking about
the person who's not doing it through ignorance.
Understood, Kurt. But the people who believe that they are using violence as a response to this kind of force believe they're right. And honestly, the libertarian philosophy gives them the right to do that. So it, in essence,
right.
I would
absolutely
be support.
Do you,
hold on. Wait, Kurt, before you go on. No. Wait.
Calm down.
Well, I'm just, he's talking. And I want to catch his attention before he goes on with some other tangent. Recently a census worker was killed, murdered, and had apparently the word "feds" carved into them.
It was apparently written in marker.
Okay, whatever. And they were hung.
They refused to say how it was written. That makes me think it was carved into his body.
Whatever. The guy was killed.
The autopsy said it was with a pen.
Whatever. The guy was killed and he was hung. It doesn't really matter how what the specifics are. And the libertarian philosophy on this makes that correct, doesn't it, Kurt?
Well, I don't believe so. You know,
really?
I don't think that person was necessarily exerting force, coming by and asking questions.
But they were part of a mechanism that likely that person felt threatened, and
well,
I think,
you know,
legitimately so.
You said that before, and you indicated that all taxpayers are also in that bracket. You know, and I think that is wrong to convict the victim of the crime. You know, that's like saying that, you know, a person who gets raped is responsible for their own rape, and they're certainly not. They're a victim, just like we all are.
Well, I don't know that they're necessarily just a victim. I mean, they're going along. They may be a victim, but they're also a perpetrator at the same time. They enable the machine. Kurt, and these are the specifics. See, this is the problem with what I feel the non-aggression principle has, is it leaves all these little open spaces for the nuts to polish their guns in a cowardly fashion, waiting for the feds to come as though they're going to come marching up their driveway and they're going to be able to take them out one by one with their 60 cal. You know, like, it's just this, it's this nutty thing that it like leaves open. If you just don't consider violence to be a solution to problems, you're better off.
Have you
well,
ever
then,
been mugged?
In a libertarian society, you would not be able to hire a security firm because you would be giving people the permission to use force in your name.
Look, I understand where you're coming from. I get it. I do. I'm just telling you that for me and my peace of mind, I can't consider violence to be an option because I get on me force enacted all the time, and it's enacted by the government, not by criminals, not by muggers, not by rapists, not by all these ludicrous examples that are constantly tossed out. It's by the government, and I cannot even consider the possibility of the use of force in that area because it detracts from my peace.
I think that there's more than it just detracting from your personal peace. I think it also won't achieve what you're looking for. And I know there are people that are within this movement that would disagree with me on that, but I think that from my observation, it seems that violence begets violence, and that if you respond to the violent by being violent yourself, you're only lowering yourself to their level, and you're no better than they are at that point, even though they started it, even though they decided to initiate against you. I think that unless you're actually in the heat of the moment defending somebody that you love, like, you know, the old question to the pacifist of, well, what if someone's raping your wife? Well, you know, I may be against violence, but at that moment, I may put aside my objection to violence and respond in kind.
Well, it's my job to prevent further violence.
Right, but what would be a problem would be to go and exact retaliation later on down the line.
Right, I don't think that the guy that burglarizes my house is running down the street with my TV set deserves me to shoot him in the back.
That's true, but that doesn't mean that you can't exert some level of force on him through the proper channels. Because if you find him later with your TV and you call your security force, who would then go over and repossess your TV, and rightfully so, that is exerting force on that person. But rightfully so.
I understand. Like the examples are great, Kurt. They're just fictitious. They're all like
they're
by
not.
And large, they are extraordinarily rare.
There's a real world example happened here in Keene earlier last year when Jesse had his flag burning demonstration. There's a lot of talk of what he should do should he incur the wrath of a passerby. What if somebody rushed him and wanted to hurt him? And there were a lot of people were urging him to get into the fetal position and take boots to the kidney and the exposed spine. Now, I think where Kurt's coming from is here is what that would be a justifiable self-defense. I mean, the thing about the government applying force, it's such an abstraction that you can't particularize who is attacking you.
Oh, but Jesse didn't get kicked by anybody who was passing by, and he did get arrested shortly thereafter by the government. So, in fact, we're talking about a far more rare circumstance, crime, and I'm not saying that crime wouldn't be more likely without police. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that right now, today, I don't have to deal with crime from individuals. I have to deal with crime from the government.
But we're also dealing with crimes from the individual as well. There are home invasions every single day.
I'm not dealing with it.
And I believe that if it does happen to me, that I am justified in exerting force to stop what they're doing. Now again, if he's headed out my window, both hands full of my TV, I am a murderer if I kill him. But that doesn't mean I can't get outside the window and point a gun at him and say, all right, enough is enough. Now, if he makes a move towards me to hurt me, well, at that point, then I am completely justified in defending myself and my property.
Sure, and that's
if he's already out the door with it, then yes, I would be shooting him in the back.
You're getting into the very specifics of the non-aggression principle, and I can tell you that the average libertarian that sort of believes this philosophy does not understand those specifics. They understand somebody initiated. Well, now you get to decide. I'll give you the magic libertarian wand, Kurt, and you can decide who is and who isn't.
I will waive it with jurisprudence.
Thank you. I know you will. Kurt, I know you will. However, when you tell somebody that, well, you're not able to use force unless somebody else initiates force against you, it really does leave the situation open for shooting the little girl who's picking flowers in your front yard.
I think Kurt is completely justified in defending himself in an instance like that. I never said I think that it's unjust to do something like that.
No.
It's just that I'm not seeking justice.
And that's for me today, that's all I'm, you know, violence isn't the answer.
Thanks, Kurt, for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on this or anything? It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution. The second annual Connecticut Liberty Forum is coming October 17th. Join Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, We the People Foundation founder Bob Schultz, author James Perloff, the Campaign for Liberty's Jim Izzola, and more discussing ways to protect our freedom. The Connecticut Liberty Forum, October 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Windsor Locks. Visit nheld.com for more information or call 860-354-3590. That's 860-354-3590.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Josh.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want, we will go to Brooke. in somewhere. On the road, I suppose. Brooke is with the Freedom Ride. Brooke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. It's Brooke. I was actually at G20, and I wish I could have heard more about what y'all were talking about, but I don't know if y'all covered this already, but I wanted to talk about some of the things that I saw there. In particular, I wanted to just say, like, some amazing, amazing people come out. Luke Rakowski was there from, he's the founder of We Are Change. He kicked ass. Sorry, I don't know if I can say that, but he did.
I saw one of his videos where the riot police were banging their shields like Spartans and closing in on him and the group.
Yeah, he has no fear. I talked to him afterwards. I mean, he got arrested. He got, you know, knocked down. And, I mean, I asked him after. I was like, were you ever afraid? And he said, no. I was angry, and I was upset. You know, he said I was disappointed. But, I mean, while everybody was running and scurrying around, he was up there on the front lines with a bullhorn just telling them, we mean peace. We mean no harm to you. We respect you. We want you to understand where we're coming from. And I was so inspired by him. He's a really amazing person.
Cool. So what else did you have to share?
Brett Hatch was there. He is so crazy good. When they were pushing everybody back and back and back, as y'all saw in the videos with Luke up there, Brett marched down a side road in an alley and made it all the way to the convention center and was bullhorning them.
Cool. So did you experience any of the violence in person from the police against the protesters?
As far as what happened to me, I mean, well, Brett got, you know, a gun put to his face and knocked down and stuff. I was up there, you know, bullhorning him too, and you know, was standing at one point with about seven or eight of them, and they kneeling down at first, and then he just up and started running after me, and I turned around and ran, and they were firing rubber bullets, and I didn't get hit, I didn't get arrested or any negative repercussions like that, so that was all good. But also I wanted to send a big thanks to Jason Burmitz, because he was in there, he got the best footage, and again, nothing, you know, no bad repercussions for him, but I'm just really proud of our liberty movement. I think that we were represented really well, and I just wanted to say thanks and to let everybody know that we had some really amazing people out there.
So what was your message? I mean, what were you attempting to communicate?
I just wanted them to know that we're coming in peace. You know, we're not, we fight with our words. Our weapons are, you know, I use my cannon and my apple and my voice and a bullhorn. But that, you know, we were, other than that, we were unarmed. And we wanted them to know that we mean peace. And Luke, when he was in jail, he said more often than not, more than not, the officers came up to him and patted him on the back and said thank you and that they appreciated what he was doing. And we've come to the conclusion that a lot of these officers out there, They're just taking orders from somebody, and not to justify it, because it's not justified and it's not okay. But a lot of these people, you know, they're just doing their job. And, you know, there are people out there who are hardcore evil to the bone and really enjoyed macing some people. Like Luke, when he was on the ground and his friends, you know, Lee Lovino, when he was on the ground, they were walking around, he was in cuffs, face down to concrete, and they were just walking around macing people laughing. There's a lot of evil out there, but there's a lot of them, too, that were just, you know, showing up to work that day.
So I guess my question, Brooke, is what were you I understand that you were trying to tell them you were coming in peace, but did you have a message for anything else besides that, or were you trying to reach out to the government bureaucrats? What was your intent on your intentions of being there?
We got so far as to talk about politics and G20, but we didn't even get that far. But mainly we just wanted to tell the cops that, you know, they took an oath to uphold this Constitution. Like it or not, regardless of what their superiors are telling them to do, they have, first and foremost, their honor is to the Constitution, and they failed in that day. And it's too bad, but, I mean, I know that nobody, like, took off their armor right there in battle, but hopefully we reach some people, and after the fact, they thought about it and realized that this is not okay, what they're doing. It's not, to take orders from someone and to violate someone's rights, it's wrong. It's just wrong.
Sure is. Thanks, Brooke, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Brooke from the Freedom Ride, and I think that what is it, Rally for the Republic, I think is who she's with, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want as we talk to Mark in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark. Mark in Canada. You're on the air.
Am I on?
You are, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Just your co-host there. Josh, it is. I just wanted a brief history on who he is and what he stands for and whatnot, if
okay,
I could.
Well, that's the second question tonight. I'll give you a brief recap. My name is Josh. I'm a New Hampshire native. I was born and raised here. I spent all but 2 or 3 years of my life here. I moved to Keene. I discovered Free Talk Live from an early mover to the Free State Project named Mike Ruff. We were in an Aikido class together. We would carpool and listen to Free Talk Live. I was sort of lost, being like the only person I knew that cared about the political course this country was taking, could see the encroaching fascism, and it worried me. I didn't know really how to do with it being all by myself. I was looking to go to a new school. Keene State seemed like a good option. They had the architecture program I was looking for, and something told me that this is the place I wanted to be for activism. And
were you right?
I was right. I've been here just over a year, and the progress that that we've made, gone from just a few people out in front of the courthouse handing out Fijia literature to this 5 days of epic civil disobedience in the square.
It's been amazing.
It has been amazing.
Does that answer your question? Mark?
Yes, it does. I was used to guard being on Mondays, so I seen this Josh guy here, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Well, you know, guard's great to have on, but he doesn't live in town. He lives a busy life, and he is a podcasting superstar. What can I tell you?
Yeah, and he lives an hour and a half away. So, yeah.
Enough said. Thank you very much.
There you
have
go.
Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And, Josh, you'd expressed an interest in appearing on Free Talk Live, and I took that under advisement, and when the opportunity presented itself, invited you in, and you did a pretty good job your first day out the gate, and I think you've been having a good time, and we've been enjoying it with you, so thanks for coming in.
I appreciate it.
All right, so we'll continue here taking your calls about what you want at 800-259-9231. The cannabis celebrations continue here in Keene. Mark, did you have an excerpt from one of the comments? There have been some nasty, very vitriolic, hate-filled comments at the Keene Sentinel's website, one of them by Captain America.
Well, you know, I hate that he has used my favorite comic book hero as his appellation on this comment board, and obviously he hasn't read too many Captain America comic books because he doesn't understand how Captain America stands for liberty and is willing to go against the United States government when it steps out of line. But yes, I've got just the most shocking little comment here from this guy. Not little.
Right, all in
comment.
Regards to some people getting high in public in Keene, New Hampshire's Central Square. It's now spread to Manchester. Maybe it'll spread further. We'll continue to clue you in as it happens here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. Bring up anything.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. We give you those features, including the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished you didn't have to push the shopping cart all the way back to the store? Or didn't have to make so many trips to get the groceries back to the house? For the last month or so, I guess it's been 2 or 3 months now, at my house we've been using Totosack. They are little handles made of 100% recycled material right here in the United States and designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to Totosack.com. That's Totasak.com. Get a family pack today. Totosack, they can carry more than you can. A lot more.
We continue with a little more coverage of some of the activism that's been happening here in New Hampshire over the past week. Keene, New Hampshire, downtown, the heart of downtown Keene, in Central Square. People have been meeting every day at 4:20 in the afternoon to celebrate freedom, to smoke marijuana, to consume cannabis. Of course, we're not actually free, but we're pretending like we are, and it's been working out pretty well. There have only been 2 arrests. Only one person has been charged with anything so far, and this is over several days of about 100-plus people smoking. Not all of them are smoking. Many of them are just there in support, but over 100-plus people gathering in support of cannabis freedom. It's now spread to Manchester, and there's been a lot of news coverage. You can go to freekeene.com. You can see video footage from it. You can hear audio from the police scanner. You can read various different news articles that were covering the event. And on those news articles, there are a variety of comments, and many of them are very, very negative. Many of them are very vitriolic and anger-filled, hate-filled by people that just... they just don't get it. They just don't understand what cannabis is. They don't understand what the users are like, and they're full of ignorance. One of the primary posts that are one of the most primarily ignorant ones is somebody who's calling themselves Captain America, and you can find their quote, their quotes on pretty much every news article from one of the New Hampshire news sources. So whether it's the Union Leader or the Keene Sentinel, this guy is all over these stories posting just messages of hate. And Mark, you wanted to share one of them with us.
Yeah, this one is just shocking to me. I got this, you know, it was forwarded, brought to my attention today, and this is from this fellow calling himself Captain America, which I can't tell you how much that bothers me. The Keene, and just take into consideration, he's talking about some people that are getting together, peacefully meeting and smoking marijuana on the town square.
Yes.
They haven't done anything except, you know, to hurt anyone at this point. I think that probably the biggest effect they've had on the community is pushing a car that had broken down on the road off into a parking space. So they've been, I'd say, net helpful.
I've encouraged them to pick up the park as well.
That's a good idea.
There was some trash that was around, and today and yesterday I got on my megaphone and said, before you leave, take a look around on the ground around you, and if you see some trash, pick it up, put it in the trash can.
That's a great idea.
We'll leave the park cleaner than we found it.
So that's from this is from this guy who likely hasn't been out to this event, doesn't have any idea. He's just, you know, reading whatever he's reading.
And he may not even live in New Hampshire. Who knows?
The Keene police need to crack down on this garbage now. Now, I'm not sure whether he's calling the people garbage or the activity garbage. Yes, that will be playing into the pothead's hands, but what's the sense in having laws if they're not enforced? I do kind of wonder about that. What is the sense of having laws if they're not enforced? But we shouldn't have crappy laws. Then you wouldn't have to enforce crappy laws.
Mm-hmm.
These filthy animals are mocking decent society.
I took a shower this afternoon.
And who? And he gets to decide what decent society is. And they're doing it near a school to boot. Okay, you can't get away from the school, but I understand what his complaint is there. However, they're, you know, the school kids aren't, these middle schoolers are not being preferred marijuana.
Not that I've seen.
They have defaced a statue. I think they hung something on the statue and then took it off later. They did not, you know, vandalize
the I'd like
statue.
To see that statue come down, personally.
As far as I'm concerned, the statue is raised in honor
soldier.
Of people who will use weapons to get what they want.
It's
they're
a
violent,
soldier.
Dangerous people.
Yeah,
it's all right to cover it up every winter for 4 months with the Christmas pickle.
What?
The tree they put up looks like a giant pickle right in front of that, that statue. And that's not disrespectful?
Obscuring its visage, I understand.
I see. So I didn't know that, but okay. So let's say they defaced a statue.
Yeah, it was a sign that was put in its hand. They put one of the signs the activists were carrying was put in the statue's hand. At the end of the celebration, the sign was removed.
It's at 4:20 every day.
Yeah. It was awesome.
They've defaced a statue and violated drug laws. What's next? What is next? They've defaced
the
statue and violated drug laws.
Fall of society, of course. That's what's next, buddy.
Attacking decent citizens? Attacking.
Right, because that's what all the cannabis users
do. And by the way, if there is some problem with the crazy people, that's, you know, who's going to be pointed at. It's going to be the activists, not the crazy people.
But, right, the crazies came out today, and they were the ones that were causing the problems.
Yeah, but if there's anybody swings on a crazy person, I can tell you who's the problem's going to be. Who's going to get blamed?
I don't know. There's plenty of video cameras around there to show what the real story
is. Yeah, but who wants the real story, Ian? Okay, so then he asks, public fornication? Who knows?
Hey, maybe.
So as he lists public fornication after attacking decent citizens, as though public fornication would be worse than beating someone up. And then who knows going on from humping in the public. This bunch of cretins is a prime example of the decline of Western civilization.
No, sir, you're an example of the decline of civilization because you don't have anything better in your repertoire than to call people names. That's all these people have is just insults against the person.
He's got worse than insults. He can suggest violence, too.
There's more, isn't there?
Oh, yes. These vermin need to put down the rolling papers and pick up newspapers. I say I don't read newspapers because I don't like getting lied to. The help wanted section, to be exact. However, I do believe the classifieds are generally true. As though they don't have jobs. You know, here's the accusation, they don't have jobs. My accusation could be, if you have enough time to sit down and write on your computer, Jack Ball, that you don't have a job either.
Yeah,
I mean, why
did
you get to work, jerk?
Right. Don't you have something better to be doing than commenting on the Keene Sentinel article?
Yep, shut up. So, I mean, it's ludicrous. I support this guy's right to say this nonsense that he's talking about. I don't support his right to say this. Take a bath, cut your hair, go out and work. I'm all for those things. The ones that don't like it need to take some tear gas, riot batons, and 30,000 volts of justice. just as a sign that decent people have had enough of the antics of these bums.
Because that's how decent people behave.
Right, decent people. Decent people hurt people that are meeting peacefully in a park.
That's adult. Yeah. That's mature. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what this is the same message that I keep hearing from the opposition, those who would oppose those of us who are in favor of freedom. And, of course, they always come out with the insult that we're just a bunch of kids. We have people who are not under the age of 25 that are out at these events. So, no, we're not just a bunch of kids. But secondly, the suggestion is that the people that are involved in this movement, the Liberty Movement, are immature. That we're immature.
See, now, there's an easy one to level because you can take somebody who's not a kid and then call them immature.
Right, right. So you're immature because you're out advocating for these things, but you're not out promoting what you think the solution should be. Well, that's not true. We do promote the solution. The solution is peaceful. The solution is to come up with market-based ideas and voluntary methods of solving humanity's problems instead of resorting to violence. And it seems to me that the resorting to violence is the hallmark of immaturity. But yet it's they who are calling us immature. It's just, you know, the pot calling the kettle black. So thanks for sharing that, Mark. Appreciate
it's
that.
Just sickening.
You can get more awful comments if you go to freekeen.com. Some of them are posted on the comment section of Freekeen, but the really nasty ones are on the various different news articles that we link to, and would love to have you go over there and post your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Better yet, come on up here to New Hampshire and get involved. If this isn't your bag, this particular issue, there's so much to do up here. There are so many different issues you can get involved in, and so many wonderful activists up here that that are just having an absolute blast. We highly recommend joining the Free State Project. In fact, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement of thousands of liberty-loving people that are all moving to the same geographic area and getting active for liberty. This is a movement unlike anything else I've ever experienced.
And it's true.
I've been involved in the liberty movement in general for my entire adult life, and I'm so excited to be here right now with these wonderful people doing these things, and we're just on the, again, this is the beginning. There have only been a few hundred people that have moved here into New Hampshire. It's picking up some steam as of this week, at least out here in Keene, now spreading out to Manchester with these cannabis celebrations. Where's it going to go from here? I don't know. It sure is exciting to find out, though, so we'll bring it to you as it happens. But better yet, be here, get here, and be part of it happening. Bring your thoughts into the mix. Bring your ideas and your activism, and come here and join us. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. There's a lot of fun stuff there, and we give it all to you free. If you enjoy the program, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase if you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's the same great Amazon, same great prices you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our portal, and Amazon is sending us a little something-something for sending them the business. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is October the 9th, 10th, and 11th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. KNOBCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com.
As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Steven, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steven.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, there is a poll on Facebook, or was a poll on Facebook, that said, should Obama be assassinated?
No, God.
Oh, dear.
And, and these are our... I guess there are allies on the right that are doing these kinds of things, aren't they? I mean, don't a lot of us liberty-minded folks come from the right wing, and aren't these guys kind of on our side because they're against Obama and they're against his health care program? Isn't that the case?
Not necessarily. I'm a reformed leftist.
No, it's not the case at all, is it?
No, it's not.
but we're going to get blamed for this kind of stuff. I shouldn't say blamed, but... We're going to get pigeonholed, I should say.
We get blamed for killing babies, too, so...
I'm sorry?
We get blamed for killing the babies, too.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I just kind of wanted to talk about that, find out if you guys knew about that one. And then sort of tangentially related, I think, is the case of this guy in Kentucky. He's a census worker who was found killed, stripped naked, and hung. I believe he was hung or beaten to death or something, and had the word fed written on him, and I know that you guys personally, this show in particular, and you guys personally don't encourage or endorse violence in any sort of way. I've listened to you for years. I don't either. I detest it. I haven't been in a fist fight in over 20 years.
I have in the past, but I'm no longer the same person, so the me that exists today does not.
Me too.
I do not make excuses for murderers, but if they come forward and give their reasons, I will listen to them. Now, no, obviously nobody came forward in this case, but I can see in the wake that unfortunately things like this might be part of a trend. People, especially, I don't want to stereotype, but probably most likely in the rural South, since this is where that happened. They're not taking government officials coming to their house, collecting information, plotting their property on a GPS, cataloging their children, their pets, their income, their jobs, what they own. Some people are taking it to an extreme. I can understand the sentiment, but no, I don't support what happened to that poor guy.
Absolutely, it's uncalled for, and it's a perfect example. And I'd had this story, and we just hadn't gotten a chance to touch on it. I'm glad you brought it up. It's a perfect example of how it is that violence is not going to solve any problems. You can go and kill a bunch of census workers or kill some cops, and it's not going to end the tyranny of the state. The statists aren't just going to throw in the towel and say, "Oh God, now what are we going to do?" They've started killing some of us. It's going to be an excuse for a crackdown.
Do you see the animals we're dealing with? That's what they will be saying.
Yes, exactly. Right. And they will do whatever they need to train their stormtroopers to crack some heads in response. They don't back down when you respond in kind. When you are violent back to them, they just amp it up and they prepare themselves ever further destroy some more lives. They don't care. There are no consequences to them from engaging in violence.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the general public, the general, news watching public or newspaper reading public, will look at stuff like that and very rightly say, "Oh, you see, well, that those guys are crazy. The people who killed that guy are crazy. The guy,
sure.
You guys very intelligently bring up the guy with the killdozer,
right.
and how what a great example that is of how violence achieves nothing."
Nothing but the destruction of the violent. I mean, the gentleman in the killdozer case ended up dead, and it didn't do anything to end the tyranny of that particular town, whoever it was that was in the town selectman or the city council. They just spent some more tax dollars to rebuild the buildings that he destroyed, and they're probably continuing their reign of violence as they always have.
And got sympathy money for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. And then they had a public applauding them all the way. Well,
yeah, we have enough trouble dealing with, as we've been talking about, these cannabis celebrations, unruly teenagers getting a little bit too mouthy and a little too rude and being nasty to the average folks here in Keene. We've got enough problems dealing with the PR problem that creates, let alone if somebody were to pull out a gun and start popping the caps in the cops.
Right. Okay, so then let me ask you, all three of you, so should Obama be assassinated?
Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
No.
He should be ignored. Obama should be ignored. Obama and his minions and everybody else, George Bush, whoever the hell else is in Washington, D.C., should be completely ignored. Thanks for the call. You got to go. Your phone's scrapping out there. But I think ignoring the federal government is the best way to deal with them. There's nothing else you can do to them.
I do think his position should be downsized.
Good luck with that.
I'm
how do you accomplish it? How do you pull that one off? I mean, they've aggregated so much power to that position over the years, it's untouchable.
Do you think that he should not have to face a trial for the crimes that he's committed? Because to me, I understand generally our position...
Should George Bush face a trial?
Yes.
And what should the punishment be?
He committed, as far as I'm concerned, he's committed wholesale murder.
Okay, so what should the punishment be?
For me, I think that murder, if convicted of murder, I think that you should either do, some kind of reparations and or life in prison, depending on how.
I thought you weren't out for justice.
What do you mean?
I thought you weren't out for justice.
I'm not out for justice on a local bureaucrat level. However, when you're getting up to the guys, the top guys making those decisions, that really bothers me.
When you get up into wholesale genocide, that's a whole different category.
See, a soldier can only kill a few people. A cop can only arrest a few people. Well, when you're talking about the President of the United States ordering a war to be stepped up and the concomitant violence that goes with that.
Sure,
the collateral damage,
innocent
the children that are going to die.
Yeah, I know.
As far as I'm concerned, he's guilty of that. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree with you that he's guilty, but I think that if you're willing to forgive the police for throwing people in cages and harming their lives, why wouldn't you be willing to forgive George Bush or Barack Obama?
I guess I'm going to have to work on that, huh?
Well, I've got an idea, and it may alienate me from my coworkers and maybe some library patrons at Keene State. We're going on 8 years in Afghanistan. This Obama person pledged on whatever honor he claimed to have that he would be bringing the troops home.
From Iraq.
From Iraq.
He said that Afghanistan, just to be clear, I made this sort of same mistake, and the fact is he said Afghanistan is the right war.
Really?
Yeah, he staked his entire presidency on this Afghan war. At which there is nothing to gain. No Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan, not in Pakistan either. The guy's left, believe me. And, there's no Al-Qaeda even in Afghanistan. It's all Taliban, if anybody cares about them.
Well, what I'm thinking of doing is to show them the photographs of armless little girls that I see. And then this is what they're in favor for. When they're supporting
the supporters of Obama, you mean?
When they're supporting this troop surge, they're supporting villages being firebombed.
Sure.
They're supporting families being ripped apart.
Hey, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
You don't have to lose your limbs too.
Yeah, what you'll see them do is engage in the same excuse making that the conservatives made excuses when George Bush was accused of such things. Because these same folks would have pointed out the death counts, they would have pointed out the body counts back when Bush was in office, but now it's all the same stuff, but it's okay when he does it.
Next time the pro-life people start standing around Planned Parenthood, I'm going to bring them some photos of depleted uranium babies.
You should do that, though it's only really one lady. Here in Keene, it's only ever one lady, and she's just got four signs.
Oh, so. When I was at UNH, they had a project come through that was called the Genocide Awareness Project. What they did, they had posters, maybe 60 by 80, big prints, of aborted fetuses next to prints of starving and dead Jews from Auschwitz. They were directly comparing abortion in America to the wholesale murder of a race of people.
Now, what would you propose if you felt strongly about abortion? And I'm of the opinion that abortion must be the ending of a human life, because it really can't be anything else. What would you propose those people do?
I think we had this conversation at Porkfest.
Okay.
Basically, that decision is left between the people who are creating that life. It's between you and Laura. What would become of Jack if you didn't have the ability to care for him? It's not the state's opinion that matters. It's not mine. It's between you two.
Can Laura and I make that decision on Jack now?
I don't believe so.
You don't think I can kill Jack? I mean, for God's sakes, he's reliant. I mean, he's like a little.
He who giveth can taketh away. Hour
viper.
Three is
we'll
coming
get back
up.
To this one.
More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.